We continue with talking a little bit about the Mars in Taurus energy that happened over the weekend. Because all of last week was all about the Mars Uranus conjunction in Aries at 29 degrees. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, you can check out last week's astro forecast of February 11th through the 17th, in which I explained this energy in its entirety. So, this particular event in itself, like I said, happened over the weekend, but Mars will remain in Taurus for 6 weeks. So let's just talk a little bit about the Taurus energy in general. Portrayed by the bull, Taurian energy is one of peace after the battle. So, coming from the fiery Aryan war, Taurus has obtained victory, so much so that it is fearless. And beyond that, fear actually becomes irrelevant because no matter how long that war may have taken, Taurus has steadily been treading along, only to come out on top, to now experience some kind of peace. Peace that comes when one steps away from all of the commotion, all of the movement, even of talking. The Taurian energy simply wants to be. To genuinely come to the understanding that one wants to experience this kind of simplicity and peace probably means that one has had enough. And when any of us get to that point, I mean, I'm sure we can relate, there's hardly anything that can change our minds. Well, Taurus embodies that. The certainty in the decisions they make in order to be at peace and comfortable is quite relentless. And that type of humble confidence doesn't require any approval or explanation. They simply do. So, how does all of this energy tie up to this week's event? Well, Mars was in fact in the very fiery sign of Aries when it conjuncted Uranus. In true fiery nature, the way that the event displayed itself in our lives must have not been a quiet one, so much so that we had to get very honest with ourselves about how to deal, or not for that matter, with a certain situation. The particular conjunction pretty much left us with a sense of enough is enough. With Mars moving into Taurus, we become more self-assured about how to deal with what transpired last week. Understanding that the road ahead may not be the easiest because it's most likely new territory for us, we still understand that slowly and steadily we will get to where we need to get in order to create our own comfort all over again. A high energy manifestation of Taurus energy is not getting caught up in drama. And by that, I mean that they see life for whatever it is in front of them. They pretty much have this sense of it is what it is. So quietly, they assess the situation and begin to act upon a steady plan. The Mars-Uranus conjunction in Aries was about liberation. So now Mars, moving into Taurus after that whole fiasco, asks us, what are you going to responsibly do with this newfound liberation? Isn't it interesting how there's a full moon in Virgo suggesting an ending, the Mars-Uranus conjunction also suggesting an ending, while simultaneously there's so much earthy energy moving around. And Venus, the ruler of Taurus, also plays a huge role in the energy this week, which will be echoed, in weeks to come. Because as I mentioned in the last recording, Venus is very active in Capricorn energy this entire week. Although there aren't any specific trines formed between all of the Earth energy, they're still very active on their own, but happening at the same time. So all astrological energy has its purpose, and this is what I love. So in this instance, with last week and this week, fire moves us, but Earth grounds us. And as perfectly balanced as the universe is, one could not fulfill its purpose without the other. A few dates to keep in mind during this Mars transit are March 14th, in which it will create a trine to Saturn in Capricorn at 18 degrees, March 20th, in which it will create another trine to Capricorn energy, but this time in Pluto at 22 degrees, and March 22nd with another trine to the South Node in Capricorn. All this earthy energy moving beautifully, yet so powerfully, just like Taurus itself. We have to be willing to make the decisions that serve us for the long run. That's what all of these earthy trine tell us. We have to face the pure truth about what a new cycle in our lives holds for us, what that looks like, and how we can become a new stable reality. Mars will remain in Taurus till March 30th, gifting all of us with the possibility to see our new paths and ourselves with complete and undeniable reverence.